in San Antonio, Texas, listening on EWTN Guadalupe Radio. What is your question for Jimmy Akin, Russ?
Yeah, I had a primary question, but listening to one of your other callers, I had a second question too about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But the first question, I was reading through Exodus, and when Moses brings the Hebrews out into the desert and they establish these ordinances, mm-hmm. one of them, of course, was ransoming the firstborn male.
Right.
And then I went on the internet to try to understand that a little more, and I found somewhere that said, well, when the parents took the son, the firstborn son, to the temple authority official would ask the father, "Is this your son?" And the father would say, "Yes." And then of course he would be asked, "Do you want to ransom your son?" Or something along those lines. And mm-hmm. of course the father would ransom or not ransom.
Right.
I was wondering about Jesus when they took him to the temple. How was Joseph asked? Might Joseph have been asked that same question, and what might Joseph have said? And Luke, it doesn't really go into that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it. So the first thing is, for those who may not be aware, in the Pentateuch, in the Torah, God establishes the principle that every firstborn male, that means every first male, whether of man or of animal. So this applies to humans. It applies to livestock. It's going to apply to oxen and to sheep and to donkeys and to everything. Every firstborn male belongs to God. And that's a sign of the fact that ultimately everything comes from God. God is the source of everything. He's the source of all life. He's the source of all gifts. And all offspring, whether human offspring or animal offspring, is a gift from God. And as a token of that fact, to make sure that the Israelites recognized that this was all coming from God, God therefore said, "I claim for myself the firstborn male." And therefore, you need to either sacrifice the firstborn male to me or redeem it, or in some translations, ransom it. In other words, you give my priests a sum of money in exchange for not having to sacrifice this. And in the case of oxen, let's say, or sheep, you would sacrifice the animal, because it's not wrong to take animal life. But you didn't have that option with your son, because God forbade human sacrifice, and in particular he forbade child sacrifice. That was one of the customs practiced by the Canaanites. It was abhorrent to God, and this is one of the lessons of the sacrifice of Isaac, that it is not God's will for Israel to sacrifice children to him. And so you didn't have the option of sacrificing your firstborn son, therefore you had to redeem him. What that meant in practice was you needed to find a priest and pay him the fixed amount of money that was due. I want to say it's 5 shekels, which is not a huge amount of money, in order to redeem your son. And there could be questions that were asked. Those questions may be recorded in later rabbinic literature, which may or may not correspond to what was done in the first century in Jesus's day. But that's the background to this custom. In terms of whether the custom was used in Jesus' case, the answer is yes. And the reason we know that is because in Luke 1:23, Luke is talking about how after Jesus was born, he and Mary went to the temple, and Luke points out that they presented him to the Lord, and they were going to fulfill the custom according to the law of Moses. And in verse 23, it says, "As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord." And that's a direct reference to the custom of redeeming the firstborn. So Luke's making the point that this custom was done in the case of Jesus, but he doesn't give us the details. He just wants to note that they did what they were supposed to in terms of the law of Moses regarding Jesus. That leads us to the issue of, was Joseph asked these specific questions? All I can tell you there is maybe. because the questions aren't recorded in the Old Testament. If I would assume that they're recorded in later rabbinic literature, but because of the date of when rabbinic literature was written down, sometimes several centuries after the first century, we don't know, or I don't know for a fact, that those questions were used in the first century when this would have happened for Jesus.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, yeah, if Joseph had been asked, is this your son? I was wondering, gosh, how might he have responded, you know?
No, he would have said yes, because Jesus was his foster son.
Okay.
Jesus was the first male to open Mary's womb, and in fact the only one, but because he was the first, he was therefore the firstborn. It was Joseph's legal responsibility to care for him as his earthly foster father, and consequently it was Joseph's legal responsibility to pay the redemption price.
Thank you very much.